Welcome to installment 156 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains five commandments, prohibition number 74, that a non-Kohen may not serve in the temple, and four commandments regulating the offering of a blemished animal, positive commandment 61, that the sacrifice must be perfect, and prohibitions 91, 92, and 93, that one may not dedicate, slaughter, or sprinkle the blood of a blemished animal. Prohibition number 74 relates to a non-Kohen serving in the temple. The prohibition is derived from the Sifri from the book of Numbers, chapter 18, verse 4, which states, "Vizor liyikrav aleichem," that a non-Kohen may not approach you. This approaching is explained by the Sifri as referring to one of the services, one of the acts which the Kohanim, the priests, must perform for the sacrificial order. The punishment is also related by the Sifri from the book of Numbers, from the same chapter, verse 7, which states, "V'hazor hakorev yumos," the non-Kohen who approaches, which, as the Sifri explains, means sacrifices, will be punished by death, meaning a heavenly death penalty. The commandment is repeated further on in verse 22 in the same chapter, "V'lo yikruv ei bnei Yisrael," that the Jewish people may no longer approach el oil meid loses chet lamus, the tent of meeting, and thereby be guilty of sin and die. This approaching again refers to one of the four types of forbidden acts. As the Rambam brings from the Talmudic tractate Yuma, that there are four essential parts of the sacrificial service which must be performed by a Kohen, and a non-Kohen who performs them is guilty of death. These four are Zrika, which is the dashing of the blood against the altar. Haktara is the second, which is the burning, either of limbs of the sacrifice on the altar, or of a meal offering, or incense, or so on. A third is the spilling of wine, the nisuch hayayin, the wine libations which were offered on the altar. And the fourth is nisuch hamayim, the water offering, which was brought once a year on the holiday of Sukkot. There were other parts of the sacrificial service which were permitted for a non-Kohen. For example, the slaughter itself, the shechita, could be done by a non-Kohen. So too, the skinning of the animal, the cutting into pieces, the bringing of the wood to the altar were all permitted for a non-Kohen. Even the lighting of the menorah was permitted under certain conditions. The arrangement of the actual wicks had to be done by a Kohen. But if a Kohen had arranged the wicks and then had removed the menorah from inside the sanctuary itself to a place where a non-Kohen could stand, this non-Kohen was technically permitted to light the menorah. The Rambam concludes that the details of this commandment are explained in the Talmudic tractate Zvachim. The remaining commandments of today's portion deal with an animal which is a bal mum, a blemished animal. There is a positive commandment, number 61, that one must sacrifice only an unblemished animal, a korban tomim. As the Rambam brings from the Sifra, that it is a positive mitzvah to bring an unblemished animal as a sacrifice. As the verse in Leviticus chapter 22, verse 21 states, "Tomim yi el rotzein," that an unblemished animal, a perfect animal, will be an acceptable animal, a willingly received animal. In addition to the actual sacrifice, the animal itself, the accompanying parts of the sacrifice, such as the wine, the libations, and the meal offering, the flour and the oil and so on, also must be unblemished, they must be perfect. As it states in the book of Numbers, chapter 28, verse 31, that they should be perfect, unblemished, and so too v'niskehem. Their offerings, their accompaniments, must also be unblemished. This commandment is discussed in the 8th chapter of the Talmudic tractate Menachos. There are several prohibitions also associated with the law of an unblemished animal. They are learned from a number of verses in the book of Leviticus chapter 22, which apparently repeat the same statement a few times. The Sifra explains why each one is repeated. And each one, says the Sifra, is to give us a separate biblical prohibition. In verse 20 of this chapter 22, it is stated, Kela sherbe mum lo sakrivu. Any animal with a blemish may not be sacrificed. This is prohibition 91, which tells us, according to the Sifra, that one may not even dedicate an animal as a sacrifice, to be makdishit, to make a verbal claim that this animal is a sacrifice, is a prohibition if the animal is blemished. Verse 22, two verses later, says, Leisakriva eila Hashem. One may not bring these to Hashem, one may not sacrifice them. Apparently repeating the same commandment. The Sifra, however, tells us this is a separate prohibition. Number 92, that one may not shecht, one may not slaughter an animal with a blemish. Verse 24, two verses after that, says, Leisakrivu Hashem. One may not sacrifice them to God. Says the Sifra, this is a separate prohibition. Prohibition number 93. The exact content of this commandment, however, is a matter of dispute between the Sifra and the Talmudic tractate Tmura, as the Rambam quotes, that according to the Sifra, the prohibition is not to receive the blood, to catch the blood in a basin after the slaughtering if the animal is blemished. The Talmudic tractate Tmura, however, concludes that the prohibition goes on Zrika, on the sprinkling of the blood on the altar. The Rambam quotes the Talmud, which asks that verse 22 states that a burnt offering from them, meaning a burnt offering with a blemish, must not be placed on the altar before God. And the Talmud asks that perhaps this comes to prohibit the sprinkling of blood. And therefore our verse, verse 24, must be referring to something different. The Talmud answers, however, that this is the normal way that the verses speak. That instead of using the words al mizbeach Hashem, on the altar of Hashem, to refer to the prohibition of sprinkling, this is not something to be looked at specifically, that it must teach us a separate commandment. This is rather to finish off the sentence, that the Chumash also has a way of speaking, a way of expressing itself. And in this case, it's Orche Dekra. This is the normal way of expression of the verse to finish off the sentence and say, where is it prohibited to place the sacrifice? On the altar of God. And therefore, the words on the altar of God cannot be used to learn our present prohibition. Our prohibition is learned from verse 24, Leisakrivu Hashem. From there we learn our prohibition 93, that one may not sprinkle the blood of a blemished offering. There is great complexity to the laws of blemished animals. Both the laws of blemished Kohanim and blemished animals are related in detail in the Talmudic tractate Bechoros and in the laws in the legal code of the Rambam. There are 50 blemishes which are common to both the people and animals. There are additional 23 blemishes which are unique to the animals. There are also a total of seven prohibitions, three of which we've learned today and four which we will cover tomorrow, Yemirat Hashem, prohibitions relating to the sacrifice of a blemished animal. The Tzemach Tzedek, the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, explains in his book, Derech Mitzvosecha, the reason why there is so much stress placed on this prohibition of a blemished animal. The idea of the sacrifice is to arouse a reaction from Or Ein Sof, from the infinite light and the infinite capacity of God Himself. From the perspective of the infinite aspect of God, everything perfect is included. There is only perfection, and there is no room for any imperfection or any blemish. An animal which is blemished or is lacking is a contradiction to the ultimate and infinite perfection of the infinite light of Hashem, the infinite light of God. Therefore, one is strictly prohibited from bringing a sacrifice which connects one with this infinite aspect of God if the animal has some sort of blemish. The Tzemach Tzedek explains this in the context of the commandment to love a fellow Jew. And with this, he explains why it is that the statement proposed by the Arizal and stressed recently by the Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlita, that Hareini Makabel Olai Mitzvahs Eseh Shel V'Yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, a verbal declaration of one's acceptance of the law of loving a fellow Jew, why it is that this statement is made before the prayer service. What does the commandment of loving a fellow Jew have to do with prayer? The Tzemach Tzedek explains that every Jew has included within his soul a piece of the soul of every other Jew. That one part of our soul is included within every single other Jew. And our own soul is composed of parts of all other Jews in the world. Therefore, when we hate another Jew and do not love him, we are not only hating another person and refusing to love another person, we are hating a portion of ourselves. That this person is a part of our own soul, our own neshama. If we push them away, we are taking away part of ourselves. And therefore, says the Tzemach Tzedek, that we are considered to be blemished, since we have taken part of ourselves and denied it and pushed it away by hating this other Jew, we ourselves are considered to be blemished. And since the prayer service is our replacement for the sacrifices, when we come to approach God, we are doing so in a state of blemish, that we are imperfect, since we have pushed away this portion of the other Jew who is present in ourselves. And therefore, we are, in a way, transgressing this prohibition of sacrificing a blemished animal, that since we ourselves are now the sacrifice, and we ourselves are blemished, we cannot approach God in prayer. Therefore, before the prayer service, we verbally declare our love of a fellow Jew, and thereby declare our perfection and our completeness, and our unblemished status, that we have all of our own parts intact, since we have all the parts of our fellow Jew contained within us.